You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. We really appreciate you guys listening to us week in and week out. We're coming down to the last month of 2016, and I never would imagine that our podcast would be downloaded as many times as it has been. We really appreciate you guys listening and sharing the podcast. And if you haven't done so already, we would really, really appreciate it if you head to the iTunes store and give us a rating and review. All right, so we have a really special episode today. We're going to get an interview, and to tell you who we're going to be interviewing, I'm going to throw it over to my co-host.
Well, thank you. So today we're going to be talking to actually the president and CEO of Swerve, Andres Blackwell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys, I'm sure, hopefully if you listen to the past episodes, we've talked about the Swerve sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had one episode called Getting Our Swerve On. So
hey, Swerve.
Shannon talked about how she used the product in a recipe, pumpkin pie recipe.
Yes.
And actually I had to edit her because she...
Because I used the F-bomb.
Yeah. She was so impressed with her recipe that she had to curse about it.
It was freaking awesome.
Yes, there you go.
I censored myself.
It was a different F word last time. So we actually referenced that in an interview with Andres and talk about, you know, Shannon's potty mouth, but she thought it was pretty funny. So
I'm usually actually pretty good on these compared to real life.
Oh, yeah. So we're usually pretty censored here. No particular reason, but, you know, it's a family show, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I was super excited to talk to Andres because this product, obviously, like I said, we've been using it.
Yep.
But, you know, it's hard to figure out if these type of, it's not artificial sweetener, it just these sweetened, you know, sugar substitutes.
It's an alternative
to
sugar. Yeah,
it's hard to know if, you know, they're any better than sugar itself. I know we have a sugar addiction problem in this country, and there's some really problems associated with overconsumption of sugar. I mean, we're seeing a massive increase in type 2 diabetes and obesity, and then there's other subsequent diseases that are really, that we believe that sugar consumption is contributing to. When you look at something that says it has zero calories and has no glycemic response, no insulin response, you gotta say, is this true?
Is this too good to be true?
Too good.
You know?
And it's funny because before I had the interview with Andres, I listened to a podcast with our friends of the show, Anna and Vinny, you know, Anna Vocino and Vinny Tortorich, and they were talking about, you know, Swerve, but also other sugar alcohols, which Swerve is, and you guys will learn about that in the interview. They were talking about how, you know, they're synonymous with gastric distress,
mm-hmm.
and problems with that. So I was kind of a little bit worried. I was like, oh man, I mean, am I promoting a product that can cause more harm than good? But then after talking with Andres and listening to how educated she is on the product and how much research they put into the product to make sure that it's safe and that it's a healthy alternative, I was kind of reassured and just educated about the product in general.
Yeah, and we've talked about in, I think, a couple podcasts, we've actually talked about sugar substitutes. So maybe we'll make sure to include a link to our previous podcast on Swerve and other sugar substitutes, kind of pros, cons, things like that. We get a little bit more just kind of general on sugar substitutes, but it is a good one. We can include that link in our show notes so that you can check that out too, because that was really where we started with all this.
Yeah. It's interesting to see how we go from just using the product. I mean, you read an article about it, then we picked it up, used it in a recipe, and then now we're talking to the president and CEO of the product.
I know,
which is
kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's super crazy. I mean, that's really kind of the social media world for you.
Yeah.
We got connected through Twitter. So, all right, so I don't want to keep rambling on. We're going to get to this interview, and please enjoy our interview with the president and CEO of Swerve Sweetener, Andres Blackwell.
All right, folks, you've heard us talk about this product numerous times on the podcast. The Swerve Sweetener product, my wife's used it numerous times in the baked goods, and luckily we have the president and CEO of Swerve Sweetener, Andrus Blackwell, with us today. How are you doing today, Andrus?
Hey, Nick, doing great. Thanks so much for having us on.
I'm really excited to talk to you. I've been trying to learn more about your product because it's really, we've used it, like I've said, me and my wife have used it, and it's almost just like sugar, but apparently doesn't have all the same metabolic effects of sugar. Now, I want to get into the nutrition side of it, but first off, I want to hear how you developed this product.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, back in the early 2000s and late 90s, most protein shakes were sweetened with artificial sweeteners. Well, my former business partner and I were putting together a protein shake, and we were trying to do something besides sucralose or aspartame. We wanted to get away from the artificial sweeteners. Stevia, as you and I both know, back then was not supposed to be used as a sweetener, right? And also, you have the taste implications of stevia. So we started playing around with erythritol and some other ingredients, the oligosaccharide mix that we put together to sweeten the protein shake. It worked out so well that we actually took that sweetener blend out and started packaging it on its own. So it really came out of protein shakes and trying to make a protein shake that tasted great, focused a little bit on women, because women were the, you know, we're the ones that we want thing down. You guys will when it comes to the taste of protein shakes. It has to taste good. So that's actually how Swerve was ultimately developed.
Well, that's awesome. And I know we kind of talked about the a little bit, and you mentioned how it's a sugar alcohol, but there are other sugar alcohols all out there. Now, what's the main difference, or what are the differences between the erythritol that you use in Swerve and then other sugar alcohols?
You know, erythritol is quite unique. I mean, sugar alcohols have been around for quite some time. The challenge with sugar alcohols is twofold. Number one, they still have calories, okay? So xylitol, maltitol, sorbitol, all of those have about half the calories of sugar. They also have, and what is probably the hardest part about it, is they have a very low laxation threshold. So they cause a laxative effect when they're consumed in high quantities, or in some cases it doesn't even take that much, like for instance with xylitol or maltitol, to create that laxative effect. Erythritol is metabolized completely different. So 90% of the erythritol that you consume is actually excreted within 24 hours in urine. So it doesn't make its way into your large intestines. It's actually absorbed in the small intestines. That remaining 10% that makes its way into your large intestines, scientists and researchers have now shown that, or discovered that, it doesn't actually ferment. It's that fermentation in the colon and in the large intestine that actually creates that bloating, that bloated feeling, or the gas, and then ultimately could be also the laxative effect. So erythritol acts completely different in that regard.
Now, as you mentioned, like your body it does a good job of kind of getting rid of it before any other parts of it absorb it. Does it affect the blood sugar at all in the body or the insulin response? Because I think a lot of people know, I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory. If you eat something with sugar in it, your blood sugar is going to go up. But what about this product, and more specifically, how does it affect the insulin response in the body?
Yeah, so erythritol is non-glycemic and non-insulinic. So it does not affect your blood sugar, which is pretty unique as far as any other carbohydrate that's out there. I mean, we know that fiber, we can subtract those fiber carbohydrates out, right, as non-impact. We actually went a step further and took Swerve, the combination that we have created of erythritol and oligosaccharides. We had that tested at the Glycemic Index Laboratories that's located in Toronto. They're the preeminent glycemic testing facility in North America. And those studies that they did were published, actually, and that publishing of those studies showed that Swerve is non-glycemic and non-insulinic. So for someone who's trying to simply, you know, just keep their blood sugar stabilized, if you don't have diabetes, that's great for that. But if someone does have diabetes, it means that they can actually consume Swerve and not worry about the ill effects that it's going to have on their blood sugar as well.
Well, I'm curious, when you brought that topic up, Do you think somebody with diabetes, do you think they should maybe like a low carb or a no sugar diet would be more appropriate? So once they can get their blood sugar under control, maybe they can add in a product like yours so they won't have to worry about it. Because I feel like the sugar addiction is really a huge problem in this country. And I know like the Swerve sweetener, and I've used it, and I'm that's why I'm amazed how much it just acts just like sugar, or excuse me, tastes just like sugar, without obviously, like you said, the metabolic effects. Do you think maybe people who have the type 2 diabetes, they should work towards kind of getting those blood sugar levels down, and then maybe, you know, they can be regular users of Swerve so that, because they're not as looking for that sugar fix?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. Actually, I think that once you start stabilizing your blood sugar, okay, when you start reducing the amount of sugar that you consume, or let's just go so far as to say refined carbohydrates, that really helps you quell that sugar desire. So when you crave sugar, that it's that high and low, okay? That's that blood sugar roller coaster. You eat sugar, your blood sugar spikes, you have to secrete a lot of insulin to then bring the blood sugar down, right? But typically our blood sugar is so high, we secrete so much insulin that it crashes our blood sugar. That's that food coma, that feel bad, you know, you get a headache, you reach for the next soft drink or candy bar or something of that nature. So then you go back up, you crash again. So you're over and over. When we can keep that blood sugar stabilized and on an even plane, you don't have those same cravings. And so I think that, I know this is why we created Swerve, is to be a tool in the tool chest for people being able to stabilize their blood sugar. So I think it's a tool that people with diabetes, or those who may have a propensity, or people like me who just want to have better energy all the time, Swerve's is part of my diet because I want my blood sugar to be maintained and not be on that high and low.
Well, I'm curious, and you kind of brought up your diet, so I'm interested, to somebody who, obviously the president and CEO of Swerve, what does your kind of your diet mainly include?
Yeah, I'm very, very aware of eating protein. When I think about my meals and you think about the food category, proteins, fats, and carbs, I always think about when I sit down to eat a meal or a snack, where's my protein coming from? Okay, I think that most women especially don't really give a lot of credit to protein and how important it is to metabolism. You know, maintaining our lean muscle tissue, really being able to make sure that we're burning fat on a regular basis, 24 hours a day. So protein number one, good fats. I'm not afraid of fat. Now, certainly good, some fats are better than others, right? But good fats. And then I generally try to eat a fairly low carbohydrate diet. Now, I'm not a no carber. I think that it's all about the source of carbohydrates. So I try to limit the amount of refined carbohydrates that I consume. But again, it goes back to, you know, good lean proteins, good fats, and then really whole grain type carbohydrates, or carbohydrates that would be appropriate for someone depending on their particular diet.
Right. Well, that's good. I just, you know, I know you kind of mentioned that, so I was interested in seeing how, what your approach to nutrition is. And we kind of talked about it earlier. You talked about the glycemic laboratory, the Toronto, based in Canada. Do you guys have any more plans for continuing to do research on the blood sugar or glycemic response, or even some of the other digestive hormones like leptin and ghrelin that's produced when you eat carbs?
I think, you know, as far as leptin and ghrelin, I mean, you're talking about hunger hormones. For us, if you're keeping your blood sugar stabilized and you're not having to secrete so much insulin, right, because all hormones are interdependent. One hormone goes up, another one has to either go up. They all have to, you know, play these different roles. That's where cortisol can be a really bad guy because of that same situation, and that is stress response, hormone response, and how they interact. So for us, really it is about blood glucose and insulin. If we're focused on a specific hormone, it's going to be insulin. And so at the current time, I mean, we really wanted to look and ensure that our product met those claims that we were out there making. Mm-hmm. So we were able to do that. If we develop future products, we'll absolutely be looking at continuing that research and ensuring that any claims that we make, that we can stand behind them 100%.
Well, that's good to hear, and because And like you said, and you're obviously you're well educated about the situation in the United States, that you know the type 2 diabetes rate and the obesity rate is becoming epidemic levels. So trying to get people to, you know, get away from insulin resistance, where we seem to be trending towards that, is kind of one of the major factors. And it sounds like you guys have done the research and done the homework on your product to make sure you're not contributing to that ongoing problem we have.
You know what? I think, Nick, what you're doing really speaks to what we all have to do, and that is education. I mean, when you think about it, when it comes to understanding how food interacts in our own bodies, I mean, we're nothing but a chemistry project ourselves, right? When we ingest food. So understanding what happens when we ingest protein and fats and carbohydrates and how they respond in our body, where do we learn that? I mean, we're certainly not learning that, the real science behind that. And I think we're setting the tone for the type of diet we're going to have. I think it's important that we have to educate one another. And so I applaud you for getting out there and talking about subjects like this. It's what we're doing on a regular basis. You know, 14 years ago, we were talking about blood sugar control before anybody else was talking about it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when we created Swerve and started doing this, we were maybe a little bit ahead of our time. It's kind of exciting for me to see that now the new nutrition facts panel that's going to be required on all of packaged products is going to show how much added sugar is in that product. That's, you know, a brand new day where we were focused on fat. We made fat the bad guy. And guess what? We kept getting fatter. Back in the 80s when we took fat out of everything, we just got fatter. So we now, I think, have our sights focused on the right suspect, and that really is sugar and refined carbohydrates.
Now, I know I've mentioned this numerous times that we've used a product before. It's actually, I have a past episode. My wife described the pumpkin pie she made with it as she had to use an expletive, but she said it was really, really good. So obviously we're users of it. We keep it towards our, you know, when we want to make a treat for ourselves. And it seems like, you know, the way you describe it, that's kind of the way you understand when people, if they can get their sugar cravings under control, that they can give themselves a treat every once in a while. And so,
That's exactly right. You don't crave sweets. Once you get your blood sugar under control, you really don't crave sweets as much.
Right. So that's what, and so you say this is kind of a, I think you said it was a perfect description, as a tool in the toolbox, that once you can bring that down, that those cravings down, then this can be a safe additive for you to still experience some of that, I don't want to call it, I've heard people call it mouth pleasure, but that's kind of a weird phrase that I, it seems a little dirty to me, so, but it's really kind of you, that sugar hit is really kind of just giving you, you know, that giving you all those pleasure centers in your brain. So, but,
well, you know, we people enjoy desserts, and the fact of the matter is I enjoy a dessert, but I steer away from them because I don't want to overconsume sugar. So, like, if your wife, you know, it's the holidays, we're all getting ready for pumpkin pie, and I'm not going to indulge in pumpkin pie that has a bunch of sugar in it. You know, so it gives us the opportunity to indulge in things. And the cool thing about it is, for instance, if you're going to a family gathering, you could make a dessert and bring it, and it's appropriate for everyone. So if people do have blood sugar issues, they're not having to worry about it. But the people who don't, they're getting to indulge in that guiltless pleasure, if you want to say such, as well.
True. Well, that's great. I did some research on your website, but speaking with you today really kind of gave me even more information, really enlightened me on this product. So I'm really appreciative of you. And then I've been interacting with Swerve on Twitter, so I don't know who works the social media portion, but everybody has been so receptive. And like you said, I'm just trying to gain knowledge as far as nutrition. This is kind of my second passion. I wasn't really into nutrition and fitness until a little later on in my life. But now that I'm getting into it, it's just like a rabbit hole that it seems like there's no end to.
Well, you know what's really cool for me? Same as you. My first career was in radio. Being in the natural foods industry now for 14 years is my second career. But it's one of those things where, in my mind, once you learn something, you can't unlearn it. And you have that power in your hands to take control of your own health. Once you know what it feels like to feel good, some people don't know what it feels like to feel good because they always feel bad. So once you know what it's like to feel good, then you really don't want to go back to that other place. So, and to me, that knowledge is power. And again, I don't want to have to be dependent on pharmaceuticals and on our health system. I want to be dependent on the choices that I make for myself. I think that's where good health plays a vital role in every one of our lives.
No, that's very well said. And I want you to let people know, where can they find the Swerve product or more information about it if they're interested in trying it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're in a little over 4,000 retailers throughout North America. Down in your area there in Florida, we're in all the Whole Foods. We're in most Whole Foods throughout the country. Not all of them, most of them. In your area as well, Publix has us. So a lot of natural food stores. The Stop and Shop chain up on the East Coast, Northeast part of the country as well. And then throughout the rest of the U.S., easy to find us. If you're in Canada, people can get us in Loblaws and throughout some of the natural food stores there as well. So, yeah, very fortunate to be making our way across the country in brick-and-mortar stores, but there's always e-commerce as well, so Amazon.com. If people have questions about the product, you can go to SwerveSuite.com. You can email us, but you can also find lots of information as well as those glycemic index studies that we had performed.
Yeah, you pretty much just took the words out of my mouth. If people want to see some of the research you guys have done about the product, they can go there. That's where I found it out. So I want to thank you once again for joining me today. It was very informative. I feel way more, you know, like when you have guilty pleasures, you're like, oh man, I kind of feel bad. But you talking about the product and really the science behind it really made me feel like not as guilty, but it's still, I'm not going to be eating sweets every day of the week, but we're going to use Swerve Sweetener when we make our little treats.
Well, I'll tell you what, we sure appreciate the support. We'll call you a Swerve Super User, okay?
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks, and I look forward to speaking with you in the future.
Awesome, Nick. I appreciate it.
All right, hope you guys enjoyed that interview with Andris Blackwell.
I did.
Yes, and I'll tell you guys a secret. I screwed up her name multiple times when I was speaking with her, but she was kind enough not to to really just end the interview early. She was very nice, apparently. You know, I think it seems like...
I would guess that probably happens frequently, because yeah. Andris is not a name that I've heard before.
Right, and you guys could hear me at the end of the interview. I totally blanked. I didn't even want to try to screw it up again, so I just said, thanks.
Professional interviewing secrets. Yeah, yes, gosh. Even people that do these frequently.
Yeah, so, but up. It's all... That's how gracious I am of dealing with for Andris for you know, dealing with my immaturity or my
she was very, very lovely.
Oh yeah, and her and the I believe it's probably the marketing manager Natalia emailing me back and forth were super nice and super appreciative, so I'm very great, you know, very happy we were able to speak with them, because mm-hmm. this is a product that I mean, it has potential to really help a lot of people, you know, manage their sugar, kind of, the detrimental effects of sugar. Mm-hmm. I think there still needs to be some more research, like you mentioned, third-party research.
Yeah.
And I kind of asked her that question in the interview, and she didn't really, it seems like it wasn't their focus, you know, and with her, they're selling a product, so that kind of makes sense. And obviously, they do a lot of...
They've been responsible
as
far as like how they've approached it. And I think, you know, we've talked about it before. This was not something that just they invented out of nowhere. The sugar alcohols have been around. Erythritol has been around.
Yeah, since 18.
But the interesting thing is that I think of where they've really started their product focus kind of reflects the direction of this whole... you know, erythritol and being an alternative to sugar.
Mm-hmm.
They've actually focused a lot on nutritionists, and nutritionists have actually adopted this. I think, as Andris said in the interview, it's more of like a one tool in a whole kind of toolbox of ways to eat better, eat cleaner, decrease your sugar consumption,
right.
Being healthier. It's not going to be what would you say, like, it's not going to be a cure-all fix for sugar, and we're going to wipe out white refined sugar from diets across the world.
Yeah, it's that's the thing. Like, it's I think we need to, and I addressed this with her, it's, you know, we need to get a handle on the sugar addiction that's in, going on in this country. And, like, and she, you heard, she agreed. You know, she absolutely agrees. And she's trying to find a product where we can still enjoy, you know, that sweet fix every time we need it with not having to get the detrimental effects on our metabolism. And what the research they've done so far, it seems like that's what Swerve, you know, Swerve can claim that they don't have any effect on the insulin response or blood sugar response opposed to other, you know, sugar and other sweeteners. And we've used it. And I mean, we will test. It's, you know, it's very, very sugar-like, you know, the ratio.
It actually tastes like when you just taste it straight from the bag. I was just curious, you know, it tastes like granular sugar, and unlike other sugar substitutes and alternatives that have like weird aftertastes or that are like too sweet or oddly flavored, it has no aftertaste at all. I mean, as far as an alternative, it is a very effective alternative, but I think, you know, referencing the fact that there is no real body response or recognition, your body can't do anything with this. So unlike sugar, which has proven to be harmful to your body, this really doesn't do anything for or against you. But that also means, thinking just common sense, this is probably not something you should necessarily be consuming in great deal, in large amounts, because it doesn't do you any good.
Yeah. It's interesting. I don't want to make this comparison because, I do. I'm going to anyways.
You're
going to
do it anyways. I'm going to do it anyways.
But you think about, I mean, it's funny that we're talking about sugar, alcohol, and alcohol. Alcohol doesn't have any real health benefits. In fact, drinking in large quantities has a lot of negative health benefits.
Just like sugar. And in fact, alcohol turns to sugar in your body.
Exactly.
Boom.
So, well, yeah, certain alcohols, but like just straight alcohol. But people like it because I think it has a psychological effect too. It's almost like a relaxing type of thing too.
And it mellows you out.
Yes, it induces a relaxing, a social lubricant. You know, for most people, I'm talking about in moderation, not overindulging. Yeah. But I think sugar has that same effect, you know. And I think they've talked about how sugar can have, you know, almost the same, you know, it has the same effect on the brain as some drugs have. But I think with this one, since it doesn't have, it still allows you to get that sugar, you know, that mouth
flavor satisfaction.
Yeah, you get that sugar satisfaction like you want without the detrimental.
Without the sugar rush.
Yes, exactly. Without the
crash.
The blood sugar spike and the subsequent crash. That's what they found so far, you know, and I think it's important for them to do further research, or for a third party to start researching them more. And I think that's going to happen as it becomes maybe more and more available.
Yeah, you know? I think that there's, you know, as we become more of a culture now, and we've only started seeing this, I would say, in the last couple of years, which means we're just at the very beginning, where people are recognizing sugar is a problem. Mm-hmm. It's not something that's just, it's fine. It's natural sugar. It's fine. Yeah. It's healthy, natural, you know? Sugars. It's like, no, sugar's actually not good for our bodies. Yeah. And we have way too much of it, especially in American food.
Yep.
It's just too much. It's used in too much. It's used in too large of quantities. I know there's been legislation against like Coke and, you know, soda companies, but that's like the tip of the freaking iceberg because companies use sugar in excess in all kinds of foods.
I mean, we look at, I think you've told me that the biggest fast food chain now is Starbucks.
Yeah.
And you got to think sugar is probably the main ingredient.
I don't know if they're they might be actually number-wise.
Yeah, but I mean, you think about the products they sell, sugar is their main ingredient.
I actually, when I order coffee that has no sugar, like when I order a regular coffee where it doesn't have a sweetener in it, and I just add, like, you know, cream or milk or whatever, they actually ask me, like, incredulously at Starbucks, like, you don't want sweetener in that? You don't want any flavor? Like, what is wrong with you? Clearly, I am a minority in their ordering scheme. So that's just an indication. Like, people are so used to sweetening everything as coffee has expanded in consumption and is now the number one consumed drink in the United States, I think for the last three years.
But yeah, I agree.
It's becoming more and more abused.
Yeah, and it's become just essentially a sugar vehicle now. Coffee has been, which is a shame, because coffee, we talked about in past episodes, has a lot of health benefits when you drink it black or, you know, maybe a shot of cream in it or something. But to get back to the swerve, I kind of alluded it with Andres on the interview that, especially for people that have type 2 diabetes, I feel like you want to get them off that sugar, get them off that sugar addiction first. Yeah. But this could maybe be a tool for help them to transition to that.
Yes.
It is diabetic safe, but you got to kind of think about maybe, getting off sugar altogether.
Yeah.
And then maybe adding this back in later on.
Yeah.
Maybe if you can get off that sugar addiction and then maybe come back to swerve.
Yeah.
It's
not a realistic view, I think, for majority of people, since sugar is so hardwired into our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Food is very much a cultural thing. Food is very much a center of American culture, especially. It is going to be near impossible to just remove sugar all of a sudden and in mass effort. It's just not possible for people to let go because they are reliant on it. I mean, when I started cutting sugar out of my diet, it wasn't with the intention that I was going to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
I have no desire to do that. I want to limit it, but I have no desire to cut it out entirely.
Right.
And I think a lot of people would say the same. They want, it's the holidays, man. You want to have some cookies. You want to have some delicious eggnog, you want to have some, although actually I don't like eggnog, but you want to have some delicious cocktails and you want to have all this stuff. Sugar is a part of it.
Yeah.
We're just not in a place in our society and culture where it's going to be given up. But I think when you start to realize you need to bring it on back, kind of pull the reins in a bit on your consumption, having something that allows you to enjoy the things that everybody else is enjoying, enjoy the same baked goods, enjoy the same chocolates or whatnot, where you don't feel you're missing out on an almost cultural experience, especially on the holidays, that's a really useful tool.
Yeah.
What we're doing right now is holiday baking time, so I've definitely been experimenting in the kitchen with different types of sugar in our kind of efforts to eat better and cut sugar back in our diet. And we have 5-6 different types of sugar in our house right now. We have the standard refined sugar, which we try to use as sparingly as possible. But then we have maple syrup, honey, I think we might have some kind of agave syrup or something around the house. Then we have coconut sugar. Right. I tried that.
Mm-hmm.
We did have stevia at some point, but bleh. And then now we have swerve. And I think out of all of the different alternatives, I made some cookies actually just this week that had maple syrup. And I think maple syrup is the one sugar that if I could just drink it, I would, because I love the flavor much. The flavor is so good when it hits your lips. But I think, going into some of the holidays, I'm going to be experimenting with my cooking, and trying swerve here and there more frequently than I would just other sugars.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely post, as I'm experimenting with recipes, we'll post some recipes that already incorporate swerve that I've found already in the show notes. But also we will be posting a recipe that I'm going to create and finagle that will have Swerve in it. I'll probably be the best of the best recipes that I try with it. We'll be sure to post in a blog post coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You have one more thing to kind of look forward to. And that way, if people are interested in trying it, I think it's worthwhile trying, especially, right, as you mentioned, yeah, it's a thing to kind of substitute in. You don't have to sacrifice everything. You don't have to miss out on the favorite traditions. You don't have to, you know, feel deprived.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the fact that you are being conscious and you're being responsible in the fact you're not consuming as much sugar, you're not consuming refined sugar, right, specifically.
Yeah, and the one thing that I think we addressed during the interview that I think we talked about in the intro was that sugar alcohols, which the Swerve is, the cons of it is gastric distress.
Yeah, Vinny talked about that in his recent podcast, and he went into detail.
Yeah, and I think you call it the toots and the runs.
Yes, the toots and the runs.
But gastric distress. One of the claims, of Swerve is that it doesn't produce that same, unless you're using
erythritol doesn't.
Yes, erythritol doesn't. So, and which Swerve is made out of. Right. So they claim that it doesn't produce the gastric distress that other sugar alcohols do. So, I think that's another pro in that department, because
and,
God knows.
And just as the fact that we want to be as even as we can in our reporting of information to mm-hmm. you all, we'll be sure to include a link to Vinny's mm-hmm. podcast, where he goes into a little bit greater detail about the concerns, kind of, and the reason that he wouldn't really choose a sugar alternative or substitute.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a good, I think, alternate to this discussion and interview is another very much an expert talking about it.
Hear both sides, and then you can make your educated decision, because, or try the product and see what you think. Because
it is actually at a number of grocery stores. Oh, yeah. In Florida, it's at Publix.
Yep, she said, we were talking on the interview, I think they said all Whole Foods too, or most of the Whole Foods in the nation. So they're getting out there. So it's, I think it's worth a try.
I would say it's worth trying.
Yeah, if you're looking, I think it's, like you said, a tool to help you transition away from, overconsumption of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it. We've used it multiple times, so I like it. So I'm definitely not going to tell you not to use it, but to say if you have issues like type 2 diabetes or obesity, maybe you should think about just drastically reducing the sugar consumption right now. And then maybe once you get that under control, maybe you can add Swerve in too for your
goods. Well, I think Swerve would probably serve people that have serious health issues the best, because it is going to be probably one of the things your doctor says you could include in your diet. So for those struggling to just cut sugar out completely, speak to a dietitian for sure, a nutritionist, your doctor, professional. But if they haven't already looked at Swerve as a possible option for you, then maybe introduce the idea to them, run it by them and see what they say, because based off of what we've heard and what we've researched, there are a number of nutritionists out there that are recommending Swerve as a particular alternative or substitute. So it might help those that need to cut back immediately on sugar that, going cold turkey is just not an option.
Yeah, it's very tough, and it's not. And I don't think the majority of people can do it. I think you need to have some sort of scaling back period. But I think this could help. I think this is something that could help. I'm impressed that somebody would talk to us. But I'm just very delighted, but surprised that the president and CEO of any company would talk to us on a podcast. So
I love when companies are open to speaking with all different levels and types of people. I think that shows a decent level of transparency. We're getting onto a little professional note here.
Mm-hmm.
For the CEO to be speaking to any level, and is comfortable enough coming on and just speaking about the product, it definitely is a testament to the levels they've gone to try to be very transparent and responsible. So kudos to Swerve for that point.
Yes, and we are super, super appreciative of Andrus and of everyone at Swerve that I've been talking to that made this possible. And I think we're going to continue our relationship, so there might be a future episode where we have an interview with someone else from Swerve. So I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully you guys enjoy these interviews. We're going to have a couple more coming up that I'm planning, or I'm anticipate, you know, that I'm going to schedule to come up in the future. So we hope you guys enjoy it, and if maybe if any suggestions you have somebody in the health and fitness industry that'd be interesting to talk to, I'll try to reach out to, or maybe you reach out and tell them about us, because we'd love to talk about it, you know? So also, when you get a chance, please hit the iTunes store and give us a rating and review. We'd really appreciate that.
It's like a holiday gift for us. Exactly. If you want to give us a gift, give us a review.
Boom, there you go. Won't cost you anything.
I know, and we love it.
All right, guys. I think that's all we got for this week.
Yep.
All right, this has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast. We'll check you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.
Wing it.
And wing it.
Wing it.
All right. All right, ready? 5, 4, I don't know how I'm going to start this, but I'm just going to do it. Ready? I'm going to wing it. 5, 4, 3,